This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Trump, and we're in Arlington, Virginia at the World Open, which is concluded. I have with me Vanita Young, who happened to have had the great fortune of doing very well in the tournament. Tell us about your performance and what section you played in.
So I played in under 1800, and I got 6.5 and tied for second for mixed doubles.
Oh, for mixed doubles as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you were at Webster University, and now you're back in the Philadelphia area, is it?
Yes.
Okay. And are you teaching chess or involved in instruction at all there?
I have two students right now, my first two students. And right now I just want to work and, you know, do some schooling, mm-hmm. taking care of myself, so money's first right now.
Okay. So tell us a bit about your tournament. You obviously, you had a good score. Were there any games in particular? Were you pleased with any game in particular that you played?
Nothing really stands out. Well, actually, yeah, I got a draw, and I was supposed to lose. I pulled those up two pieces, and I don't know. I had seconds left. He had over an hour, and he started moving fast because I was moving fast, and he lost two pieces, and I got the draw. And I'm actually, another game stood out, but I lost. It was my first game. I don't think I was prepared. I wasn't in a mindset yet. And she didn't do too well, and we had, like, opposite scores. And I kind of regret that it shouldn't have happened, and I'm very upset even when I put it through the engine. It's very depressing.
Now, going back to Webster, I remember when you went there. How was your experience at Webster?
It depends. The chess there, it was okay. Not everybody was around my rating area, so I couldn't participate in a lot of things that the higher rated players could participate in. Being under Susan's instructions was actually just having her as a coach was something to brag about. Besides that, besides chess, and you know, I didn't really like the area that much. It wasn't a lot of transportation. I basically had to stay on campus. It wasn't a lot of ways for me to get to, like, to get a job, or to get to that job, bus to start running around 9 p.m. So coming back to Philadelphia was the only thing I could do. I had to support myself. Grandparents are retired, so I had to make money for myself. I wasn't doing that at Webster.
Well, you've made a little money today.
Yeah. I wish I would have gotten more, but I was lucky.
So what is the future of chess hold for you? Do you have any plans for any other tournaments in the near future? Millionaire Chess, maybe?
I'm definitely not Millionaire Chess. If I get $1,000, going to my rent.
Now $1,500.
Oh, no, that's 2 months worth of rent. But I don't know. I don't plan out tournaments lost in advance. Actually, I thought about coming to World Open like just 3 weeks before. It was just a thought. I really forgot about it. But if I practice, I don't really practice that much. I need to practice, and I will get more serious and feel more confident in myself. But as of now, I don't really think of any tournaments that come to mind I really want to participate in.
Tell me about your feeling on girls and women in chess. Do you see any progress being made to expose girls and to keep them into the game?
My two students are females, and they don't act well. It's kind of different than teaching the boys. The girls are more, I've had a few boy students before, but they weren't serious private lessons. It was just, when I was in high school, I teach some of the middle school students. And they are less interested in, you know, just the fact of just topic of diversity and having more African Americans and more females playing they don't really care too much about it. It's just, you know, it's just something your parents make them do. I don't think the females are that driven to play.
So that's a big debate now, of how to get more females into the game, and when they get into the game, how to keep them there.
Yeah.
Because so many drop off.
Yeah, definitely. The student I have now, her brother's more interested and comes to the practice for her mom to pick them up, and he's just from 5 minutes is asking me advanced questions, and he doesn't really know that much, and his sister's just like, whatever, am I going to be able to go to stop this during the summer, or do I have to do this during the summer too? But I do see more females playing, and like Adia, she's staying with Sid, and that's actually motivation for me.
Definitely.
Watching Adia.
And there's so many, there were so many women and girls in the tournament. It's just like when I was a scholastic player, you can count them on one or two hands, but now this is heavily populated, and so that's really good. And you're probably a motivation. People may have seen you or read about you or heard about you and being at Webster and that high profile chess program. So it's congratulations on your prize, and hopefully we'll be seeing bigger things from you.
Hopefully. I want to go far in this. I definitely have goals for myself. Mm-hmm. It's just finding time to achieve them.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, taking care of school and work and studying, I have to balance which one's more important at the time.
Right. Well, thank you for all your questions and safe travels. Are you driving back?
Hitching a ride.
Are you hitching a ride? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, safe travels, and hopefully we'll be seeing you soon at the next tournament.
Thank you.
This is Diane Shabazz. We're signing off.